Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Welcome once again. It is the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. David Lee is founder of Mach 1 Financial Group, and he joins us here today. David, what's happening?
Hey, John. I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing great. Good to talk with you. And by the way, if you'd like to talk with David yourself, you can do that by simply calling 479-876-2100. 479-876-2100. You can also head over to the website if you want, which is Mach1Financial.com. Now, let me spell that for you because it's a little bit of a challenge. Mach, as in, you know, Mach speed, right? M-A-C-H hyphen one financial.com. Click on the contact link, submit a question if you'd like to submit a question to the show, and we'll answer as many as we have time for. And David, today we're going to start over in Gravett with Michael, who says, I have our retirement savings spread out between my 401k, two IRAs, a Roth, and several mutual funds purchased with after-tax dollars. Which account should I start withdrawing from first?
Okay, so good question. And the answer is it depends on your age. So I'm assuming that, you know, if you're retired, I'm assuming that you're over the age of 59 and a half. And the reason I bring that up is because, as you probably know, you cannot withdraw from an IRA prior to the age of 59 and a half without a 10% early withdrawal penalty. There are certain exceptions to that, something called a 72T, which we won't get into today on this podcast. But as a rule of thumb, just know that you cannot withdraw from IRAs until you're 59 and a half without tax penalty. So if you're under 59 and a half, you'd want to begin withdrawing from those after-tax mutual funds first to avoid the penalty. But if you're over 59 and a half, my advice would be that you want to draw from the IRAs first and draw from your Roth IRAs later down the road. And where I'm coming from on that is it kind of comes down to, what do you think the future of tax rates will be? We know that with the Trump administration coming to Washington in January of next year, in the near term, pretty much everybody's going to get a little bit of a tax cut next year in 2017. So you want to ideally withdraw funds from your IRA when tax rates are lower and withdraw from a Roth IRA when tax rates are higher, because when you pull from a Roth IRA, you're avoiding the higher tax rate environment. So you're able to pull funds from a Roth IRA tax-free, thus avoiding whatever, you know, future tax rate increases may be. So the idea is you want to get money out of your IRAs and 401ks while the getting is good, i.e. while the tax rates are low, i.e. while the Trump administration has their tax cuts in place. So you want to, so that's where I'm coming from and saying you want to take your withdrawals from your IRAs and 401ks first and delay withdrawals from your Roth IRAs until later, thus giving the tax-free part of your wealth more time to grow and potentially shielding you from rising tax rates in the future.
That's a great point, because let's pretend like we have $150,000 in a Roth and $150,000 in a traditional IRA. Let both of them roll for 20 years, and they've grown to $1 million each.
Right.
Well, in the traditional IRA, that's $1 million. It's all going to be taxed as income when we take it out, and the Roth all comes out for free. So
right,
makes perfect sense with what you're saying. If you can let the Roth be the piece that rolls on the longest, that's the piece that grows the largest, and that way you have the biggest tax-free bucket that you can possibly have. Makes a lot of sense.
That's right. And it also, John, to your point, it also minimizes any tax liability that your heirs will incur, because not only does your Roth IRA get larger with time, and so your tax-free wealth gets larger with time, but when you die, if you've been withdrawing funds from your IRA first, your IRA is going to be a very small part of your wealth, perhaps even zero, and your Roth IRA passes on to your children tax-free. So for those of you who may be concerned about legacy planning and how to pass wealth on to the next generation as tax efficiently as possible, what we just talked about also applies for legacy planning.
There you go. So another thing to keep in mind, the Roth is a pretty nice vehicle to have. Who knows if it'll be around for 20 or 30 more years, or if the IRS will decide it's too nice of a tool for us to have. But for now, certainly take advantage of it while you can. How about another question from Kevin, who's in Bentonville? Kevin says, my neighbor retired 2 years ago and has decided that he needs to go back to work because money is too tight. I just retired last month and I think we're fine, but now I'm a little worried the same thing might happen to me. How can I make sure I don't have to go back to work? I tell you what, I'll handle this one, David. Here's an easy solution for you, Kevin. Make your wife go to work instead. And then be sure you tune in to our podcast down the road where we talk about financial mistakes that people make during a divorce. That'll be important for you.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's a good question, though. And it goes back to one of the podcasts we recorded recently, which is, you know, don't procrastinate. Start early. You know, we talked recently about the law of compounding and how compounding results apply not only to money, but to virtually any decision you make in life. Again, if you continually choose to eat fast food and not exercise, and you do that sustained over a period of years, you're not going to be the healthiest person. Versus if you decide to work out daily, eat right, you're going to have dramatically different physical results than the person who eats fast food every day and never exercises. And you'll be able to physically notice the dramatic results between those two examples, right? Well, it's the same way with financial planning or any other decision in life for that matter. Consistently good, disciplined choices over a sustained period of years will result in good consequences, just like consistently bad choices over years will result in bad consequences. So the answer to your question is, how do I prevent getting to retirement and having to go back to work? Or how do I prevent getting to retirement and, you know, running out of money? Make good choices. What do I mean by that? You know, start when you're young, put money away each month, save and invest regularly, whether markets are going up or down, use dollar cost averaging as your friend. And over time, you'll have good results if you consistently, in a disciplined manner, put money away. And then also, as you start to accumulate wealth, come talk to a good financial advisor in your community that has a good reputation, that has a fiduciary duty, that's going to look out for your best interest and give you advice as your wealth grows. And as you get older, things like, hey, maybe you ought to have more of the money in places where you can't lose it as you get older, so that if the market crashes, you're not having to go back to work due to a market crash. So just a few examples of making good decisions, you know, putting money away monthly, starting young, and working with an advisor as you start to accumulate wealth. Work with a qualified advisor that's going to work in your best interest to give you good advice to make good decisions, to help you make good decisions, and to help you continue to make good decisions so that you end up being able to retire and not having to go back to work.
David, how often have you had people that have had to go to work or back to work for financial reasons? Like maybe they didn't become a client of yours until it was too late, and you're basically sitting down with them saying, look, you, there's really not a way that the math works out here unless you go back to work. And then I know you've seen people do go back to work just because they want to, but you know, here we're talking about people who have to go back to work.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I've never had a client. You know, I've been in business 11 years now. I've never had a client who's worked with me for a decent number of years that's had to go back to work. So that's good. But I've certainly seen people and even currently work with people who've not been able to fully retire because, you know, they weren't able to accumulate enough retirement savings. So fortunately, you know, if we can start working with someone early enough, we can usually prevent, you know, having to go back to work type of situation from happening. Usually. We can't work magic, though, of course. You know, we have to have some time and some assets to work with to be able to make it work. But, you know, we usually do a pretty good job of preventing that from having to happen.
Regardless, it's one of those things where you want to know the answer as far in advance as possible. So let's say you're 60 and you're planning to retire at 62. Well, if really you need to work until you're 63 or 64 to make things work, wouldn't you rather know that when you're 60 instead of getting to 63 and saying, whoops, I got to go back to work?
Yeah, that's a great point, John. I'm glad you brought that up because I do see that frequently, right? We do a retirement analysis on folks and I'll have frank conversations with them and say, look, you just can't, You know, you can't afford to retire at 62. You're going to have to work till 64 or 65 or 66. That's not very uncommon that I have to have those type of conversations with people. But it's better to know that, like you said, it's better to know that sooner rather than later. You don't want to find that out after you've already retired. You'd rather know that when you still have a few years left to plan and figure it out. And that, again, goes back to some of the other topics we talked about. Don't procrastinate. Give us a call. Call us up. Do a retirement analysis. It may not be fun. It's probably not on the top of your to-do list, but it will pay off for you. You'll be glad that you did it. You'll be a lot happier, and you'll be a lot less stressed than if you just stuck your head in the sand and avoided the problem.
And if you'd like to get in touch, the number is 479-876-2100, 479-876-2100. No cost, no obligation. If you'd like to come in and sit down with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group, get a second opinion on where you stand. That second opinion could be a pat on the back where they say, look, you're doing great. Keep doing what you're doing. And now you have a little bit of added peace of mind. On the other hand, it could be that you need some tweaks. It could be that you need to blow it all up and start from scratch. You might need a portfolio overhaul, but whatever the case may be, you'll be better off after you come in for that visit. 479-876-2100 is the number to call. David, always a pleasure, man.
Same to you, John. Enjoyed it.
We'll do it all again soon right here on the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. Have a great one.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.